Chapter 11. He rose to do what might be done. He went unto his love by night, and said, Why, love, I faint in fight. Deserving as thou dost a crown, my cares shall never drag thee down. He had descried a maid whose line would hand her on much corn and wine, and held her far in worth above one who could only pray and love. But this fair Redham, whence he failed to do the deed so blithely hailed, he saw his projects wholly marred, and gloom and want oppressed him hard. Till, living to so mean an end, whereby he'd lost his every friend, he perished in a pauper's sty, his mate the dying pauper nigh. And moralists, reflecting, said, As us to dust in burial red, was echoed from each coffin lid, these men were like in all they did. 1866. Lines, spoken by Miss A.D.A. Rehan at the Lyceum Theatre, July 23, 1890 at a performance on behalf of Lady June's Holiday Fund for City Children. Before we part to alien thoughts and aims, permit the one brief word the occasion claims. When mumming and grave projects are allied, perhaps an epilogue is justified. Our under purpose has, in truth, today commanded most our musings, least the play. A purpose futile, but for your goodwill swiftly responsive to the cry of ill. A purpose all too limited. To eight frail human flowerets, sicklied by the shade, and winning some short spell of upland breeze, or strengthening sunlight on the level leas. Who has not marked, where the full cheek should be, incipient lines of lank flaccidity, lymphatic pallor where the pink should glow, and where the throb of transport pulses low? Most tragical of shapes from pole to line, O wondering child, unwitting time's design, why should art add to nature's quandary, and worsen ill by thus immuring thee? That races do despite unto their own, that might supernal, do indeed condone wrongs individual for the general ease, instance the proof in victims such as these. Launched into thoroughfares too thronged before, mothered by those whose protest is oh more, vitalized without option. Who shall say that did life hang on choosing yea, or nay they had not scorned it with such penalty, and nothingness implored of destiny? And yet behind the horizon smiles serene the down, the cornland, and the stretching green space the child's heaven. Scenes which at least ensure some palliative for ill they cannot cure. Dear friends, now moved by this poor show of ours to make your own long joy in buds and bowers for one brief, while the joy of infant eyes, changing their urban murk to paradise you have our thanks, may your reward include more than our thanks, far more, their gratitude. I look into my glass, and view my wasting skin, and say, Would God it came to pass my heart had shrunk as thin. For then, I, undistressed by hearts grown cold to me, could lonely wait my endless rest with equanimity. But time, to make me grieve, part steals, lets part abide, and shakes this fragile frame at eve with throbbings of noontide. End of Project Gutenberg Text Wessex Poems and Other Verses, by Hardy. WSXPM by Gutenberg Edition.